Welcome to Global Talk, an international affairs podcast from The National. I'm Justin Vella. On the line is Hugh Naylor, a reporter for the newspaper currently in Gaza City. So Hugh, you've been in Gaza since July 10th, before the latest Israeli incursion began. Could you just give us an idea of the scale of the destruction?
The destruction has been vast and, to my mind, shocking. I went to Shijaiya, a neighborhood in eastern Gaza that has borne the brunt of heavy Israeli shelling and airstrikes. There were clashes there with Hamas fighters, but it's also a residential area with tens of thousands of people, well, at least up until the last week. Heavy clashes there that started about a week ago resulted in a huge exodus of people from the area. Lots of people were killed, possibly over 100 just in Shijaiya alone. I visited several days ago during a temporary lull, I guess a humanitarian truce that lasted for 12 hours on Saturday. And the destruction that I saw basically spared no building and no homes. If the homes were not completely obliterated by an airstrike or leveled by shelling, they were pockmarked by shrapnel and other debris that basically blew out windows, shattered trees. I mean, the damage reminded me of what I saw driving through parts of Aleppo, Syria 2 years ago, where you had the Assad regime laying waste to most, if not all, parts of the city.
We've seen a number of unsuccessful efforts to reach a lasting ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel. What do you think are the main factors that are preventing the two sides from ending this devastating conflict?
Well, I think Hamas doesn't really have an international backer like it used to. And particularly, I'm speaking about Egypt. After the 2012 war, Egypt, under then President Mohamed Morsi, who was a Muslim Brotherhood, is a Muslim Brotherhood leader, who was ousted last summer. You know, they brokered a ceasefire between Hamas and the Israelis that ended the hostilities. The ceasefire and the conditions of that basically were not fulfilled. But now you have a situation where, with Sisi as the president, he's an enemy of Hamas. It's harder for, I think, the Islamist group to have its main demands met, because the Sisi government does not want to lift the siege on Gaza that's been imposed for the last 7 years. At least that's what it seems. And so the primary demand, which is the lifting of this Egyptian-backed Israeli siege, is going to be difficult to be met, because I don't think Hamas right now has the leverage to push forward its demands in these ceasefire talks.
And among Gazans, do you get a sense that there is a big desire for an immediate ceasefire and just, you know, for the violence to stop? Or do you think that there's actually a desire to let the conflict go on until some of those demands are met, until the siege is at least loosened?
Look, I think everyone here doesn't want this war to continue, but no one wants a continuation of the siege. That's the dilemma that Gazans face. They don't want to fight. They don't want war, the vast majority of them. And they don't want to live under these conditions that have been imposed on them, these harsh conditions that have been imposed on Gaza. And so if there is a ceasefire that Hamas agrees to that does not meet its condition of having the siege lifted, then I'm sure the Gazans will have considered the fighting and the diplomatic work to have been a complete failure.
You know, like you were saying, Hamas has, you know, been under a lot of pressure because of the fact that this lost some of its international support over the past year. And then Egypt has been destroying many of its smuggling tunnels between Gaza and Sinai. Because of this, many analysts consider the group to have been pretty badly weakened over the past year. Do you think that this conflict has shown that to be true?
Yes. I mean, I disagree with those who say that Hamas is automatically bolstered by such bouts of fighting with Israel. So, okay, on the one hand, Hamas has, I think, depleted its rocket reserves. Lots of its fighters appear to have been killed in the ground battles with Israeli troops inside Gaza. But there are, I think, a lot of people who do support the rocket strikes and the fighting on the ground, in the sense that when Palestinians are being hit with so many airstrikes and so much shelling, where entire homes with whole families are being obliterated in one airstrike, when they see a rocket fired back at Israel, there's this visceral support for fighting back, because I think that's sort of a natural human impulse. However, they're also not stupid, and they also see that Hamas is a faction with political objectives, and that a lot of times Hamas and Islamic Jihad and these other factions that control Gaza, they fight in a cynical game to maintain their control and power in Gaza. So in the long term, Gazans are bitter about the type of fighting that Hamas wages, because a lot of times they feel that Hamas as a faction will win out because of the fighting, at the expense of the people who largely die because of the fighting with Israel. So if that makes sense, it's a complex dynamic, but Hamas isn't necessarily boosted because of fighting, apart from the fact that, you know, people here want to fight back when they're under heavy Israeli bombardments.
So you've been in Gaza now since July 10th. What's the feeling among the people when it comes to the international community now?
I think Gazans unanimously agree that the United States, which is sort of the main power broker when it comes to the conflict with Israel, is completely compromised in its relationship with Israel, in the sense that no matter how hard Israel hits Gaza, no matter how hard Israel squeezes Gaza with its siege, and basically no matter how many Palestinians are killed by Israeli rocket attacks, the United States will inevitably back Israel in these sort of campaigns. So there's such a loss of credibility, American credibility, in the eyes of Gazans that the expectations have nowhere to fall because they're so low. What is happening now was already expected as the fighting was beginning to escalate, earlier this month.